You're now listening to the Deep Edge Podcast with your host, technology expert Ray Moda, giving you the rundown on telecom, cloud, and all things business and tech. This is the Deep Edge Podcast.
Let's go!
JL, welcome to the Deep Edge Podcast. How are things?
Very good, Ray. Good to see you.
Yeah, I hear you're actually in hot Arizona, my neighborhood. I don't know why you're here right now because it's like living in the core of the sun.
Indeed, 110, 111, pretty much every day. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane there. Now I know you for a long time, JL. Could you tell me a little bit about what your scope is and your role at Cisco these days?
Sure. So I'm part of a business group called IBNG, the Intent-Based Networking Group, which is focused on enterprise networking from the campus to the data center. So that covers switching and wireless, SD-WAN or WAN, actually routing, including SD-WAN, and clearly the aspect of the data center networking. So pretty much trying to look at those aspects also as well from an end-to-end standpoint, from client to cloud, going through those pieces.
Yeah, no, this is great. Now, one of the things based on that role is if you could give me maybe your view on what is managed services market like today and where you see it going in the future.
Absolutely. So yes, within IBNG, I'm responsible for product management for the managed service part of the business, which is really turning the portfolio as much as possible to a managed service ready, so that our partners can actually pick up these technologies much more easily, deploy, create services, deploy it, and actually make it in the market. To your question specifically, we see a very large acceleration, very significant acceleration of managed services globally. Certainly EMEAR and APJ are at the forefront, but the Americas have also actually picked up pace based on a number of trends. The level of digital transformation at all level of businesses, whether they're very small to very large, today, more so in this pandemic environment, has become actually critical to continue, obviously, to operate in a very resilient manner. Obviously, we see actually the shift even of work remotely. Branch office has become the home office for many, and that requires actually new solutions, more security aspect, unified communication and collaboration, etc. So all of those aspects, that level of complexity has become such in an environment where obviously also as well operating model, trying to limit outlay of cash, very key. So an as-a-service model, the managed service is an as-a-service type model, plays very well. The level of complexity, and many of those organizations don't have the resources to do all of the work on the one end. Second, the operating model, as I just said, and clearly the evolution of those solutions going so fast in the in technology these days that managed services has become a very large portion of the market. Mm-hmm. Not in all markets, but in a number of core markets that obviously play well to Cisco and certainly some of the ecosystem around us.
Yeah, no, Jay, I think you touched on some interesting thing, maybe, especially like the new norm, right? There's this new norm of IT, and with the pandemic that's going on, some of these home offices becoming kind of view of branch office where they still have to have a level of compliancy. Now on top of that, right, what's driving demand? Where do you see demand going for managed services that's really pushing it?
So, the demand really is coming, as I said, from initially it was really large organizations that were, looking at the ones that are not do-it-yourselfers, looking at also where they need actually to invest and focus their energy in terms of their own business, the products that they're delivering, the services they're delivering, and really looking at aspects of technology where they are, it's not that they're relinquishing, obviously, those responsibilities, but they feel more comfortable working with, partners, with managed service providers, in those markets, because there is also so much transformation in technology. So drivers of, one to software-defined, pretty much software-defined everything, whether it's actually in the data center, whether it's actually in the access, with solutions around software-defined access, software-defined WAN, et cetera. And that level of, initially, I mean, people thought that, I think we all thought that it would going to be simpler. It is not simpler when you start to centralize, obviously control and management and try to deploy and monitor and observe policies globally. It creates actually even, I think, more complexity now from a software standpoint. The systems are becoming more sophisticated, and you need to inject new technologies in terms of assurance, analytics, behind that maybe ML and AI. It becomes too much for many organizations just to be able to have the skill set internally to get this going day in, day out, because as we know, it's not just setting it up. It's actually nurturing these over a long period of time and making sure that it's business critical, making sure that you can actually deliver.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you touched on another point, which is important, right? Is that as you look at what some of these demands, understanding how these demands are changing, and more importantly, it's not as simple as people think, right? In some cases, right? Which I think there's a major opportunity for a lot of the service providers to play an important role on this, like they did with traditional IPv PNs. Now, maybe we'll transition to, let's talk about Cisco, right? What solutions or technologies, right, is Cisco offering to these MSPs to help them drive their managed services business?
So to the point that we were making earlier, I think the managed services business, I said it was booming. I think it was some of the pundits out there, $140 billion of business in 2019. 2022 is supposed to be, $200 billion. Very significant business. And I think we see actually new players coming into the mix. In the context of software-defined things, because now they don't have to on the transport, for example, from a WAN standpoint, they can play, obviously, in overlay, management capabilities. And obviously, there are new big areas, for cloud purposes, managed services in the context of cloud. Specifically for Cisco, the key pillars are obviously around SD-WAN. So initially, WAN and SD-WAN remain a big, big area. Security. I mean, one goes with the other. It's like two sides of the same coin, almost at this point, and they are so well integrated. In fact, we talk about secure SD-WAN more and more, and we've made announcements. You certainly have seen the evolution of the market toward the secure access service edge, blending actually SD-WAN and security, a slew of capabilities in the cloud or in a cloud type environment that actually also remove some of the heavy load and management at the branch level. Even more so now, if the branch is the home, you're not going to be able to get all of those security services. You're not going to have appliances home. So, make sure that those things get properly integrated, even more so when client to cloud, again, as we said, is whether it's a device or an individual. Applications more and more reside into cloud environments, SaaS applications, workloads in infrastructure as a service, et cetera. So you need that direct connection, and you're exposing yourself if you don't have actually the level of security required in things that you're receiving and things that you're transmitting as well. So security and SD-WAN, as we said, managed LAN, managed wireless LAN, we see actually a lot of appetite, actually, even in the coupling of WAN and LAN more and more as we move to fabric as well. Mm-hmm. It was different kind of multi-access technology, not only wired, but as you know, wireless, Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. 4G, LTE, which was there. 5G is bringing actually suddenly a new set of use cases and capabilities that are very unique that we still need to offer kind of a consistent manner even from the managed service and important for Cisco. And then on top of that, voice, unified, because what do we do with this? Yeah. Unified communication and collaboration, even more important today, like we do right now, where we are not actually doing this in a studio, but we have to do it actually remotely. Right. We need obviously an environment that works well.
Right. Now, one of the things I just want to add to clarify, because you touched on a lot of points now, does Cisco have a product or solution to address a multi-vendor offering in the MSP at all, you know, to be able to manage it better? Because I think that's the challenge. Not everyone's going to have one vendor for it all and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good question, Ray. I think we, in addition to the portfolio, so you have the domains, the outcome-driven aspect for managed service of LAN, managed service of WAN, managed security, unified collaboration, communication. And when you said even SD-WAN, as you know, at Cisco, we have two solutions. We have Meraki on the one end, SD-WAN powered by VIPTEL on the other. We needed, in fact, before even we had this grand plan and be a one-stop shop for many managed service aspect, we created from the ground up within Cisco a service delivery, service creation and service delivery platform to be able to, that is multi-vendor, multi-service, multi-tenant, of course, used by a number of very large actually service providers and smaller ones, not just the tier one, tier two, and also some of the IT-based managed service providers coming to the fray, as we said, to be able actually to deliver, to accelerate actually the speed at which they can deliver the services as well. We no longer can do 9 months, 12 months delivery of the services. The time is moving too fast at the speed of the business.
Yeah, no, that's great. Maybe we'll end with, are there any customers? I saw some announcements that you can talk about this, and we'll end with that.
Sure. So, you know, a few weeks ago, we announced actually the partnership with Verizon around actually their virtual network services. It's actually a combination of the x86 virtual branch environment that we have from the purpose-built platform, the x86 platform. We have a dedicated, actually, operating system, as well as, obviously, a set of VNF plus multi-vendor VNF that they put in the catalog. All of that is orchestrated with the service delivery, service creation and service delivery platform called MSX. So you mentioned the name, the Managed Service Accelerator. Right. That's actually the name, to be able to bring those services, manage them at scale, operate them. It's a full view, full cockpit, single pane of glass across all of those services, all of those tenants, et cetera. So Verizon is a large partner, large customer of this Cisco. And most recently, this week we announced actually the partnership as well with AT&T that has been obviously in the work for a long time. AT&T is also a partner for the managed service accelerator. In fact, we do have customers in all regions of the world, from Asia to Europe. You know, primarily telco-based managed service providers, because the level of integration with OSS, BSS, and that's the beauty of this platform, it's pluggability only once, and then all of the services, primarily from Cisco, but also from other players, come in with actually a set of capabilities. It's a cloud-native platform. It's very malleable, very flexible into the makeup. And so, all of that facilitates actually the uptake of this product to really bring those services much faster and a much lower cost. And we do have some pretty good, ROI on this platform that we can actually share with the audience that would be interested.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'll give you, for the audience already, a round of applause there. JL, thanks for being part of the Deep Edge podcast. And stay cool.
Thank you, Ray.
Stay cool,
yeah,
right?
Thank you. All right, it was great.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Deep Edge Podcast. Make sure to follow Ray Moda on Twitter and LinkedIn at RModa. If you enjoyed the podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. Want even more? Head over to acgcc.com to access exclusive bonus content. Till next time.